Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Jay Shep is making his first appearance on our program today. He's Jay Shep of Jay Shep and Standard. We're going to be hearing his single that really, I think, it says shows a great message for all of us today. It's called Haven't Forgotten. It's featuring Bernard Burton on the show. We're going to be not only talking to Jay not only about that single, but also what it's been like for him to share the message about how no matter what we're going through, that God has not forgotten us and that he's right there with us. We're also going to talk about what it's been like for him to share his ministry of music and to see the way that people have responded to it as well. Jay, hello to you and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing really good. Congratulations to you, first of all, on the single, Haven't Forgotten. As I mentioned, we're going to be listening to it a little bit later. You know, the message of that song, I think, is so powerful, Jay. And one of the things that it really, I think, helps us all to understand is the importance of not letting go of God's hand and knowing that he got us. What has it been like for you to be able to share that message and to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, first, I feel like it for, as a songwriter, a lot of times things start with where you are. And so God really gave me – he gave me that song a few years ago when I transitioned and moved from Chicago to Houston. And I was going through some, you know, changes. If anyone knows anything about moving or relocating or just being in a different place, a different time, a different space. And I felt like God had literally dropped me off and drove away. And I felt like he forgot some of the things that he promised me and that he told me that he was going to do for me. And I was just sitting there questioning my purpose and questioning, well, why am I doing this? Why am I going through this or that? And I literally heard God say in my ear, I haven't forgotten you. I'm standing with you. I'm holding your hand and I'll never let you go. Will you believe that I know what's best for you? And sometimes we try to do things, you know, our own way, and we feel like we know what's best for ourselves, but God had to remind me that he knew what's best for me.
Right.
So as I segue into how people have responded, you know, it's amazing to see people and hear their testimonies and how they say, man, that really connected with me because I was going through some things and, you know, I lost my job or I was dealing with illness, I was dealing with a family member, and sometimes I need to be reminded of what God promised me. And so the response that I've been getting has been tremendous, and it's really been a blessing just being able to be a blessing to God's people just from being obedient, just from sharing my heart from my testimony. So basically, it was something that God gave me to share the world.
You're breaking up a little bit there at the end, Jay. But, you know, I think, you know, what you were saying, though, about being a blessing, I think is such an important thing. You know, when I listened to that song, of course, faith is a big part of that. But toward the end of the song, and our listeners will, for those who haven't heard it yet, you'll hear this. You know, the one thing that the song says that God wants us to do is to don't be afraid. And fear is something that is not always easy to not give in to. You know, how has having the courage in God's promises, how is having the faith in God's word, how has that helped you through challenges like what you described, Jay?
And as I get older, I begin to understand what faith is. You know, faith just is. Like, God is, faith is. And it's helped me so much because there have been points in my time where I wanted to stop even looking to pursue my purpose, especially in the area of music. And, well, I don't know if people are going to like it. I don't know if anyone's going to ever play it. I don't know where the money's going to come from. I don't know how in the world it's going to reach anybody. And
But God has to keep telling me, stop being afraid to step out. When you look at the story of Jesus walking on the water, and we look at Peter, a lot of people talk about Peter when they said, oh, he took his eyes off Jesus. But I like to examine the story for when he stepped out of the boat. He was the only disciple that was not afraid to at least step on the water. And I think God is challenging people to say, we need to step out of whatever our proverbial comfort zones are and stop right. being afraid. Because fear is the main thing that grips us from pursuing our purpose and from living in God's promise and living in maximum potential. That's what that fear will grip you so bad until it will have you questioning everything. It'll have you paranoid. It'll give you sleepless nights. It'll give you knots in your stomach. It'll cause tumors to grow. That's what fear does. And the enemy comes to put seeds of fear in your life. So before you know it, you have a forest full of fears. I know that, say that 10 times fast. A forest full just growing in your life like weeds to choke out all of the good fruit, all of the good seed that God has planted in you from the beginning. So right. I look at my life like a garden, and I have to protect my garden. I have to protect my fruit. And if you, anyone that knows anything about gardening or, you know, just cultivating fruit or anything like that, you know that weeds are going to come. You know that pests are going to come. You know that birds are going to come. You know bugs are going to come. But what do? You have to use things that are going to prevent it. So your faith has to be that shield that protects your fruit. And so, you know, that's how I've been able to balance this area of blocking out the fear and right. and living within the promise.
There we go. And it's all about the promise. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear the single yet, here it is. I mean, again, a very powerful message. Jay Shep and Standard, Haven't Forgot. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live and our conversation here with Jay Shep.
That he's with you always. He hasn't forgotten you.
I want every believer to look at together gonna prosper.
Forgot by Jay Shep and Standard featuring Bernard Burton there on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with Jay Shep not only about that song but also the message that he's been able to share with the world through his ministry of music. You know, I've always said, and we talk about on this program all the time, Jay, that sometimes our biggest lessons can come from our biggest challenges. You share with us the situation of that move and how, you know, you were able to learn so much about not only what God had in store for you, but also the faith that he had in you. You know, in that song, you know, one of my favorite lines is, I'm holding your hand and never let you go. You know, when you think about that, when you think about, you know, what he has done for you and what he is going to do for you, how does that line, how does that, you know, knowing that from God, how does that help you in moving forward in faith?
Man, it's funny. This morning I was singing, it was the song was ringing in my ear, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And the line that kept ringing in my ear was, all I have needed, your hand has provided. All, like, everything I've needed has already been done. So when the line says, I'm holding your hand, inside of his hand is everything that you ever needed or will ever need in the future. So I get encouraged because that's the kingdom. It just flows from his hand to your hand. And we have to understand that we live with a never-ending supply of everything that we need coming from our King. And, you know, life tries to take us through these changes to where we only look at the visible. But God is looking to take us believers from the visible to the unseen and to really have vision to see beyond what we see. And, you know, I didn't really understand when I wrote the song exactly what that was going to mean. But now God has me in a place of looking beyond where you are and seeing where he wants me to be and helping others to recognize that you're not where you are going to be. This is only temporary. Don't look at the temporal. Don't look at the what just happened today, or I just got laid off, I got a bad report, or I'm going through a foreclosure, my credit score is under this number, or my job, my boss is tripping. You know, we have to understand that this is all a spiritual walk, and God has our hand through it all, and everything that we need is in his hand. You know, so his hands are so big, you know, like we can't even fathom the size of God's hand. So we're inside of it, but everything that we need is inside of that hand. So, yeah, that's really how I just choose to look at it and abide my life by that.
Exactly. And it's a great method, I think, for all of us to be able to use as we're being able to move past the fear into our faith. Again, everyone, Jay Shepp of Jay Shepp and Standard has been our guest. Heaven for God is the single that we heard here. Jay, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and get the single for themselves, man?
Well, I'm on Twitter, at The Real Jay Shepp. I also have a website, www.therealjayshepp.com. I'm on Instagram at The Real Jay Shepp. Or Facebook/TheRealJayShepp. So you can find me by just doing a quick Google search or whatever. And I'm also on iTunes. You can find the project. Faith and the Promise is the full title of the project. The single is called Haven't Forgot. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. It's on all the digital mediums, on Spotify, all that great stuff, all these great places that distribute music. Wherever it is that you would like to listen to it. I also have a music video for the song that's on YouTube as well.
All right. So make sure you check him out. The Real Jay Shepp has been our guest. Jay, man, congratulations to you and Standard on the single. And look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. God bless everyone.
Hey, God bless you as well. And thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live, either for our radio listeners or those joining us online through blogtalkradio.com. Really glad you all could join us. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Jay, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast, thanks to our friends at Blog Talk, about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you follow us on social media, you can go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We tag Jay on Twitter, and then also you can find the link, as I said, on our Facebook page. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, as you said, the single Haven't Forgotten is available right now. I'll be writing my review for Amazon.com this weekend. Encourage anyone else who's already gotten the song to share your thoughts about it as well. I know that those who are also interested in the single want to know what your thoughts are, and also, of course, I know the artists would like to know as well. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.